Join Pastor George Izunwa on a journey of genuine God encounters through the Word of God. Through the teachings of Pastor George Izunwa, you will gain knowledge on how to triumph over challenges and transform them into testimonies. For more information and testimonies, contact us at 0702-5000-950 or 0702-5000-951. Experience the power of God's Word. Jesus exceeds expectations.
Today is Resurrection Sunday, the resurrection of Christ from the dead. Can I tell you today, whatever is dead in your life is rising today.
Amen.
I'll be speaking very simply on why Jesus went to hell. Why Jesus went to hell. I'm sure you know he died. I'm sure you know he went to hell. Where did you think he went when he gave up the ghost? Heaven? No, he didn't go to heaven. He went to hell when he gave up the ghost. How do you know that? He was carrying your sins. He was carrying my sins. So he went to hell. He didn't go up to heaven. He was the one shouting, "My God, my God, why has thou forsaken me?" No, he didn't go up to heaven. He went to hell. Acts chapter 2, verse 22 to 33. That's when Peter was preaching. He said, "Ye men of Israel, hear these things, these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves are witnesses." The next line. "Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God had raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden by it." The next verse. "For David speaketh concerning Jesus, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, I should not be moved." Can I tell you today, you will never be moved.
Yeah.
26. "Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope." Why? Look at the next line. "Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thy holy one to see corruption." The next line. "Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance." The next line. He said, "Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he will raise up Christ to sit on his throne." The next verse. "Him seeing this before, spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption." So he said he spoke of Christ, that the soul of Christ shall not be left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. So Jesus went to the lower parts of the grave. He went to hell for you and for me. Question is, why did he die? Why did he go to hell? Number one, to demystify death and hell. Jesus died and went to hell to demystify. You know, people are threatened by what they can't understand. Whatever is shrouded in mystery becomes frightening to a lot of people. That's why darkness frightens people. Do you know when you are walking through a dark place, you are walking very carefully. When you shine light into that place, the fear is gone. Boldness comes in. Death and hell has been a mystery to humanity for a long time. And men have been afraid of death. Men have been afraid of hell. And Satan is the author of darkness. And he shrouds everything in the mystery of darkness. And that's how he can keep people under confusion and pain. Do you know when it is dark? Even a coat hanging somewhere can look like a human being moving. You are looking at a shadow, then the shadow has horns. And the shadow is alive. If you are not careful, you'll start running from a shadow. Death has been terrifying a lot of people. Hell has been threatening quite some people. But Jesus died and he went into hell. And he is the light. He shone the light in hell in order to demystify that thing that has been threatening you. That's why in Hosea chapter 13, when God was speaking about what Paul quoted in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, let me read Hosea chapter 13 for you in verse 14. He said, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be your plagues. O grave, I will be your destruction. Now, when Paul quoted that in the New Testament, he paraphrased it in a better way for you to understand. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15. It says in verse 50. Now I say to you, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Look at verse 54. So then, when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written. Now he's quoting Hosea, where we just read. He said, death is swallowed up in what? Victory. He said, oh death, where is your sting? Oh hell, where is your victory? He said, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul said, Jesus died to take away the mystery surrounding death, surrounding hell, surrounding the grave, and to tell us that the power behind death and the power behind hell is just one thing, sin. He said the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. He said, but thanks be to God who has given us the victory through the death of Jesus. And so as a believer, you can stand up to death. You can stand up to hell. It is no longer frightening, because in the righteousness that you got from Christ Jesus, the sting is taken out of death. The sting is taken out of hell. You can stand and resist the power of the grave, and grave will bow to you. Is anybody hearing me today? I come today to announce to you that power holding you will lose you today. So there's no mystery over death. There's no mystery over the grave. Jesus has taken it away. He has shined light on death. And he has shown us that death is a human. Death is a person. He has shown us that death is a being. He has shown us that death is not omnipotent. He has shown us that since sin has been removed at Calvary, we can confront the power of death. I'm not just talking about physical death. I'm talking about spiritual death. I'm talking about financial death. I'm talking about social death. I'm talking about marital death. I'm talking about destiny death. Listen, everything that the enemy is using to attack you is tied to one thing, sin. And because of the blood of Calvary, you can recover. Why did Jesus go to hell, number two? To spoil principalities and powers. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, the Bible said that through death, he destroyed the person, has the power of death, even the devil, and delivered the people who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Hebrews 2, 14. He destroyed him that had the power of death. And if you go to Colossians chapter 2, from verse 12, it says there, buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him, through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you being in your trespasses, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Verse 15, having disarmed principalities and power, He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. And there are some of you today that your life is held in limbo. You have served God in patience. You have made your sacrifices. You have given your seed. You have prayed and fasted. And it's like you are held back, as if held in suspension in hell. I came today to tell you, Jesus is about to bring you out of that hell. But on the day that Jesus died, as the blood of the covenant spoke, the sacrifice that covers original sin was released. The sin of Adam was wiped away. The new Adam has taken over. The pain of sin has been paid. The eternal damnation has been settled. The one that should pay the price has come. Hell that is ordained for humanity, Jesus went into hell so that he can go to hell, that you won't go to hell. The moment he walked into hell, as his spirit landed in hell and the blood spoke, suddenly all the sins that were held in hell, God said, it is perfected. The blood has spoken for you. What you are looking for has been done. Get out and go home. I come to you today. You are coming out of that grave. You are coming out of that situation. Come on, lift your hand and shout, yeah. That's why he went to hell. Why did Jesus go to hell? To command a second chance for prisoners. There are some people that have missed many chances. Do you know there were people that were in hell who were not righteous? They were even on the side of torment. But when Jesus went to hell, they had an opportunity for a second chance. Maybe you didn't know that before. But let me show you the Bible so you know I'm not gisting. 1 Peter chapter 3. Our God is a God of a million chances. If you have missed an opportunity before, I want to tell you that opportunity will be recovered. As far as God is concerned, it's never too late. It's never too late. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. It says, for Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he may bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit. Verse 19. By whom also he went and preached to the spirits where? Where were they in prison? Look at verse 20. Who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah. Do you remember when Noah was preaching? And nobody listened to him. And God wiped away the first world. And the spirits were locked up in hell. The Bible said, and Jesus went to give them a second chance. While the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is 8 souls, were saved through water. I don't know how many persons here are looking at their lives and say, I've missed this opportunity. I missed that opportunity. I missed the other one. I missed the other one. I want to tell you why Jesus went to hell. To give you another chance. If God can give those souls in captivity another chance, you that is still breathing, it doesn't matter what you did. It doesn't matter how you did it. It doesn't matter when you did it. There's another chance. It doesn't matter what you missed out on. It doesn't matter where you missed it. In God, not only life can be restored, years can be restored. Can you lift up your right hand wherever you are and declare with me today, I am resurrected. I receive another chance in my marriage, in my career, in my business, in my spiritual life. I receive another chance at grace, at mercy, at blessing, at breakthrough. So Jesus went to hell to give them another opportunity. He went there and preached to them and told them, listen, you disobeyed, you messed up. That's why you are here, but I can bring you out. There's one blood that is shed. That blood is shed for you too. And I hope and I pray that some of them actually listened to him. And I hope and I pray that somebody was able to come out of that side. And I don't care where the devil put you today. And you may be there because of your rebellion and disobedience. Your destiny is tied because of what you did. And the enemy is mocking you and telling you you cannot escape. I come here with boldness to tell you that the God of a million chances is here. The God that went to preach to those in prison is here. If Jesus will take a journey into the darkness of hell to tell somebody there is hope, I came today in the brightness of his resurrection to tell you there is hope for your business. There is hope for your marriage. There is hope for your career. Lift up the hand and shout loud, there is hope. Why did Jesus go to hell? He went to hell to keep his word to the prisoner on the cross. That's why he went to hell. To keep his word to the prisoner on the cross. You know, when they were crucifying him, there were two prisoners by his side. And one was busy abusing him. That one told the other one, he said, this man has done nothing wrong. I've examined him. We are dying for our sins. He didn't commit any sin. And he turned to Jesus. He said, I believe you are the Son of God. When you come into your kingdom, please remember me. And Jesus turned to him. Oh, precious Jesus. Can you imagine a man that maybe is a murderer that is sentenced to death by the cross, which was the most cruel punishment the Romans can give to the worst of criminals? And the man turned and said, remember me. And Jesus turned without blinking an eye, without saying, how many people did you kill? Can you confess to me? Can you go and do restitution? Can you apologize to the people? Jesus said to him, today, not next year, this night, not after you've been in hell for 5 days, today, I will be with you. Mapola takekayataha. Oh my God. He said, today, not after you have suffered small, I come to announce to somebody today, God will keep his word for you. He said, today you will be with me in paradise. And when he finished saying that, he knew that man has no chance of paradise. So he went there to wait for him. There is no power under heaven that can take that man to paradise. So Jesus said, since I gave you my word and you are destined for the other side, I will be there waiting for you. When you come and Satan says he's going there, I will tell him he's mine. Is anybody hearing me here today? That's why he went there to wait for me. Hey, when the enemy says he's got to you, there is a power waiting for you over there. That's why he says, say it to the righteous, it shall be well with him. I don't care the tight corner you are right now. Your Savior is waiting on the other side. The fire you are about to enter, there is a fourth man in the midst of the fire. It doesn't matter what the devil has schemed against you. Before you arrive, Jesus is waiting there. Come on, somebody shout, yeah! Brothers and sisters, you can't go down. The word he gave to you must be fulfilled. He said today, not next year. There will be no more delayed promises. Is anybody hearing me here today? There will be no more denied expectations. If God says, I will do it tomorrow, before you get to tomorrow, he's there waiting for you. If God says he's coming in the next 30 minutes, before the next 30 minutes, he's there waiting for you. He said to the man, today, and he went there before the man arrived. He said, I'm waiting. The Bible says he gave the ghost before the man. If the man has died before him, the man will be in hell before he gets there. He said, I won't allow you to go before me. I will go there first and be waiting for you, that my word may be fulfilled in your life. Today, you will be with me. I want to announce to you today, that covenant he gave you this year, you will fly this year. You will run this year. You will walk this year. You will break through this year. You will achieve your goal this year. The Lord is waiting in the year for you. You will never be put to shame. Why did Jesus go to hell? He went to hell to collect the keys of hell and death. You know, in Revelation chapter 1, in verse 18, when John the Beloved met him on the Isle of Patmos, Jesus introduced himself to John. He said, I am he that was dead. I am alive and I live forevermore. And John, do you see these things in my hand? And John was looking. He said, you know what this is? John said, it's a key. He said, you know what key? It's not the key to a car, John. It's not the key to a house, John. It's not even the key to the mansion in heaven. John, do you know what this key is? John said, no, sir. He said, this is the key of hell and death. I am holding the key. And he looked at the church and said, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. You know why he's holding the key? To make sure you don't go to hell. To make sure you don't die premature. To make sure that the person who wants to kill you does not hold the key. The witch is not holding the key. Cancer is not holding the key. HIV is not holding the key. Diabetes is not holding the key. Your neighbor is not holding the key. The armed robber is not holding the key. Come on, lift your hand and shout, I have the key. Yeah, that's why he died. To hold the key. Whoever told you are going to hell? Whoever told you? Whoever told you are going to hell? Who told you will go to hell? He has the key. And hell is locked against me. Even if you are trying to force me in, somebody has the key. He's the one I'm worshiping. Is anybody getting me here today? He has the key of hell and death. You can't die at another man's wish. Jesus has the key. That's why he went to hell. And he gave that key to the church. He said, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you lose on earth is loosed in heaven. That's why I came here to announce to you that the graves are about to open. You say, why? Because we have the key, bro. I say, we have the key. Sister, I say, we have the key. The grave will open because we have the key. Is anybody hearing me here today? He took the key. He gave us the key. Therefore, every destiny that is locked up today by the key of the kingdom, I open you up in the name of Jesus Christ. Every business locked up. Every career locked up. Every marriage locked up. Every destiny locked up. Can you hear me shout Jesus?
In today's fast-paced world, we all need contacts and mentors on social media for inspiration, motivation, and more. You can connect with Pastor George Izunwa on all his social media handles. Follow him on Facebook at Pastor George Izunwa, Instagram and Twitter at George Izunwa. Connect and let's take the journey of greatness together.